Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too, and let's dive straight in to today's first story. Now, today's first story comes from Stacker, who says, "Am I the asshole for not inviting my sister's fiancé to my graduation party?" And it does come with an update as well. So my 22 female sister, 24 female, recently got engaged to a guy she's been seeing for about a year and a half. Let's call him David. I've never liked David. Literally from the moment my sister brought him home to meet us for the first time, every single one of us disliked him. He was just a very rude guy who didn't seem to have any manners at all. Literally the first time I met him, he said my sister got all the looks in the family as a joke. My sister stopped telling me anything about him because she knew I didn't like him and will probably talk shit. But 3 months ago or so, we found out he cheated on her with his ex, who also happens to be the mother of his 3 kids. She packed her stuff and left him for about a day. Although I was devastated for her, I was happy she found the strength to leave him and knew she deserved better. Literally, not even 24 hours later, he proposed to her, gave her a speech about how much he loves her and can't see his life without her, and she cried of joy and said yes. Sigh. Anyway, I'm having my graduation party in 2 weeks. My sister called to ask what she wanted them to bring me as a gift. I asked her who them was, as I already previously told her, I never wanted to be around her fiancé. I thought it would be obvious I wouldn't want him at my graduation party. The last time I saw him, we had a fight because my sister sent him to pick up something from my house, but he was busy, so he sent his friend. A friend who I literally exposed for stalking me when I was in high school. He used to harass me to date him and would literally drive to my school to stare at me for a while, then leave. I had so much anxiety for so many years because of him. David knew damn well this guy used to stalk me when I was in high school, but he still sent him to my house, now that asshole has my address. When I called him out, he said I was being dramatic and that I like making a big deal out of everything. Anyway, I told my sister I don't want him at my graduation party. She said I was being unreasonable and that I should understand they come as a pair now. I told her that's completely fine and that the pair of them can simply not attend my party then. She said I was being a bitch and that after all we've been through as sisters, I'm letting hate win. I feel like I'm quite justified in not wanting him to attend, to be honest. Am I the arsehole? Now I'm going to start off with an absolutely not the arsehole in this situation. One, because, you know, you don't have to like someone else's partner just because, in what they said, they come as a pair now, which is bullshit in itself. And this guy, her fiance, sent your stalker to your address, so he now knows your address, and after everything you've been through, and I assume everyone else around you knows what you've been through, he done this. Absolutely not the arsehole at all. But Grumpy Spud Gal says not the arsehole. There's excluding someone's fiance because of petty bullshit, and then there's excluding someone's fiance because said fiance gave your stalker your home address. If your sister is upset, maybe she shouldn't marry someone who is an arse to her and her family. Shadow says not the arsehole. People are not obligated nor required to get along with the partners of friends and family members, and the sooner your sister learns and accepts the reality, the better. The we come as a pair excuse is nonsense, and anyone entering adulthood has to let go of that childishness. Just be blunt with your sister. Something along the lines of, I do not like your fiance and I never will, but I'm not excluding you. I'm telling you directly that you are welcome to come to my graduation party and we can continue having the exact same close sister dynamic. But that means being okay with the fact that I will not put up with your fiancé's company, and there is nothing wrong with that. If that's not okay with you, then the only person shutting anyone out is you. You are saying to me that you will willingly sacrifice having a relationship with me as your sister if you can't force me to be around your fiancé. If you care that little about me, then that's on you. But you have to take responsibility for that choice and not try to shift the blame. Pug says, not the arsehole. I'm concerned for your sister. Based on your description, her fiancé doesn't exactly sound like much of a winner. Hope she sees the light before walking down the aisle. But if she doesn't see the light and marries him, hope she doesn't have kids with him. But if she has kids with him, oh, never mind. OP replies saying, she's been begging him for kids unfortunately. It was part of the way he manipulated her into forgiving him after he cheated. Before that, he said he didn't want any more kids because he already had three and wasn't willing to marry her soon either. But when he proposed, he said he wanted kids and a marriage with her. I'm praying that she doesn't have a kid by him. Twinkle Twat says, that name, not the arsehole, David is a fucking loser, and you deserve the final say in who you want or don't want at your party. By the way, congratulations on graduating, that's so exciting. A deleted user says, not the arsehole, it's your graduation party and you get to invite whoever you want. At this point, it's best if your sister doesn't come too. Your sister is being a tool here and oh boy, is she going to regret it a few years down the road when he cheats on her again. Tell her, when David cheats on you again, I will be here for you, with tissue packets in my hand. And one more comment from Jammy913 who says, not the arsehole. Your party, your guest list. If your sister wants to come celebrate your achievement without her SO, then she is welcome to. If she can't go anywhere without him, then you gave the exact right response of, that's completely fine and the pair of them can simply not attend my party then. It's not about letting hate win. It's about having people around you to make your celebration more joyous. And he doesn't qualify. The fact that he sent someone to your home that previously stalked you is very concerning. Then he downplayed your feelings. Tell your sister if she asks again. Did your SO care when I was upset that he sent X to my home to pick something up? The level of concern he showed for my feelings that day is the exact same amount of concern I'll show for anyone who is butthurt that he's not allowed at my celebration. But you should be aware that if she has truly picked this guy, you guys will grow further apart. Maybe you need to be straight with your sister and tell her this as well. I love you, I'll miss you, and if you ever find the strength to leave your lousy partner, I'll be here for you. But as long as you're choosing him to be in your life, I want to greatly distance the both of you from mine. I won't be at your wedding, and I won't be coming to any events at your shared home. Best of luck to you. I love you, but I can't watch the train wreck. And be done with it. The longer you try to maintain a relationship with her while she's with him, the more it will hurt you when you inevitably cut her and him off at some point anyways. And with him in her life, I'm fairly sure that will happen. Because will you want him or his friends to be around you? Want to run into that guy who harassed you in the past at their events? Want him at your wedding? Want him or his friends around any of your future kids? If you are being honest, the answer is either no or probably not, and your sister needs to understand that by choosing him, she's losing other things she may or may not care about so much. So now we're going to move on to the update to find out what happened next, which said, hi, I'm back with an update. So I graduated last weekend. My sister didn't come, of course, and I hadn't reached out to her to try to convince her to either. She was clear in her stance that she and her man came as a package and I'll have to accept him or accept that she won't come. Kinda worked for the better though. I gave the extra invitation for the ceremony to a friend who has a big family and she got to bring both grandparents. Anyway, my dad found out about the stalker incident. I didn't tell him because he would worry too much. He was furious and told my sister she better not bring David around him, and also that he was disappointed she gave David the benefit of the doubt regarding the whole situation, when he put me in danger like that. She said I shouldn't have been so worried about the stalker because he has a wife now and isn't interested in stalking me anymore. So dumb. I've had to bother my male friends by asking them to stay at my house with me most nights because I'm terrified that the stalker will show up and I'll be by myself. But according to my sister, his marital status should put my mind at ease. Anyway, it was quite a big argument and she stormed off. We found out on the night of my graduation that she and David had eloped and got married the day before. Guess who was in attendance? Yep, the ex-stalker guy. Not surprised to be honest, nor do I even care anymore. Everyone is kind of outraged on my behalf, but I kind of really don't care. Had a great time during my graduation. I've somehow managed to not overthink or feel sad about anything. I'm on holiday with my friends and I'm trying my best to not let my sister, her loser of a husband and the stalker be on my mind. It's probably all just in my head, but I really feel like the stalker guy is around me at random times. Since I've been on holiday, I've had a lot better and I'm kind of dreading going back home. My lease for my house will be up next month, so I'm hoping moving from my house will help me feel better. But for now, the over-the-counter motion sickness pills will have to do for my anxiety. Thanks to everyone who replied. Hugs. And now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? What would you do if you was OP? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below and let's move on to another.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Story. Now our next story comes from Educational Leg 1046 and again comes with an update. And it says, would I be the arsehole if I didn't go to my brother's wedding over a bridesmaid's dress? I'm currently in medical school and live across the country from my brother and family. I was surprised when his fiance asked me to be a bridesmaid because I barely know her, but she wants to have all siblings in the wedding. I made it clear that their wedding was during my final exam week, and while I was able to get accommodation to take my last two exams early, I still wouldn't be able to help much with planning or be present at things like a bachelorette party or bridal shower. She said this was fine. It would mostly just be to have an even number of bridesmaids to groomsmen and for pictures. There was a group chat that was created months ago that I would read through every couple of days to get updates on things I needed to do, namely to order a bridesmaid's dress. Links were sent with three styles to choose from and we would be updated on colours later. So a couple of weeks go by and I ask what colour to order. Bride says she's still thinking about it. Couple more weeks go by and she's still thinking. Then a couple more weeks. You get the idea. Now it's at the point that if I don't order this dress in a couple of days, it won't be here in time. So I ask on Saturday what colour. No response in the group chat to me. I asked again yesterday. Sunday, what colour do I need to order? Then I'm flooded with messages lambasting me for not ordering a dress yet, from her sisters and my sister and her. My sister called me, told me to get my shit together and order a dress already, because my lack of preparedness is causing the bride intense anxiety because she doesn't think my dress will be here on time for the wedding now. She texted me this morning, don't forget your dress, love you, with smiling and kissing emojis. Still, no one has told me what colour. I've scoured the group chat for a mention of dress colours or an image of a dress, but only the maid of honour sent a photo of her dress and I don't know if she has a special colour. There's thousands of messages, so it's not simple to find anything. Everyone else can meet in person, so I assume the decision on colour was relayed in person. I can't tell if I'm being purposely excluded. About an hour ago, my brother called me pleading with me to work things out with the bride because she's panicking about me. I tried to explain this to him and he told me he doesn't care. It's a petty ladies' issue and since I'm not there for anything else, this is the least I can do because the bride thinks I don't like her because I wouldn't come to anything. He's taking her side. They know I'm in medical school. I have literally no say in my schedule and I'm on the other side of the country, 5.5 hours by plane. I'm fed up with them and contemplating telling my instructors the wedding was moved and I will take my exams at the regular time. I'd have more time to study that way anyway. I haven't told anyone in my family I'm considering this. Would I be the arsehole? Now I've got to say, I felt anxious whilst reading this post myself. Like, what is the reason? Why isn't she telling you the colour of the dress? Everyone seems to know and everyone's got their dresses by the sounds of it. So why aren't you being told? Like you said in this post, it feels like you're being excluded for some reason or another. And that's just the way it feels to me. It might not be the case. There might be some other reason, but I can't work it out what it is right now. And I think I'd be going as far and saying in that group chat that you have asked several times and, you know, copy and pasting or screenshotting those messages into the group chat saying, like, I've asked like 4 or 5 times and no one's telling me nothing. What is going on? And just calling them out for it. But no, I wouldn't blame you for doing what you need to do in this. Suitable Cod says, I don't understand why they can't just tell you the color to order. Not the arsehole. This is weird. Twilight Sky says, black dress, black veil. It goes with everything and you'll look super slim by comparison. Bonus. Foreshadowing. Exhausted Optimus says, not the arsehole, call up your sister. That told you to get your shit together and ask her what colour. Also, your brother is an arse and a chauvinist with that petty ladies issue talk. It's clear why you're the sibling in med school. Blue Lavender says, I would send one last message, short and sweet. I have not been told what colour dress to order. If I had heard by tonight, the dress won't arrive and I will have to withdraw. Hope to hear from you. And one more from Who Fears Death, who says, not the arsehole. This feels like a phone call situation to me. Either to the bride or one of the other bridesmaids. Like, hey Julie, I'm sitting here with a dress on my screen. I just need a colour. What is it? Bam. Done. If they don't answer, call your brother and say the same thing. Can't order if you don't know the colour. It's not a woman's thing. It is his wedding too. Why they being weird is beyond me, but they are. So now let's move on to the update to find out what happened next and hopefully we'll get a reason too. So, update. I called my mother and asked her what colour the bridesmaids' dresses are. She said lavender. The only colour option on the website that I would call lavender are named pearly lilac, periwinkle and an orchid purple. I text the maid of honour, bride's sister, to ask what colour and got a multi-paragraph long lecture about not having ordered my dress yet. Basically, they're trying so hard to accommodate me being across the country by including me in the group chat. She said she didn't remember the shade name, but it's just a dusty purple. Then sent a blurry picture of a wrinkled order confirmation. The shade name was Mulberry. On the dress website, that is a darker wine/purple colour. I told her this and she said to order the lighter dusty purple colour. I sent her a screenshot with a list of shade names and asked which one of these. She said she didn't know because everyone ordered their dress so long ago and asked for pictures of the dresses in different shades from the website. So I sent screenshots of all the light purple colours. No response for a while, so I called her on the phone, which she was upset about because it's past 10 p.m. over there now. Her response was, look, I don't care what your problem is with me and my sister, but if you want to stay in good standing with this family, you need to get your ducks lined up, girly. I ignored the lecture/comments and asked, what colour? Her response, light purple. I said, of the three I sent, which one is it? She said, I don't remember. I'll have to ask one of the other bridesmaids for a receipt. I'll get back to you. I want to bash my head into a wall. I called my second brother, the one not getting married. He said they're pulling similar things with him and he feels like he was deliberately given the wrong dates for the bachelor party by the best man, bride's brother, so that he would miss it. He inadvertently learned about the changed date the morning of and when he asked the best man, he told him it must have slipped his mind to tell him. Then joked that he wouldn't have missed much since he probably wouldn't enjoy any of the festivities anyway. They've been making homophobic jokes and comments to him and that he's been ignoring. But he thinks they're trying to get him to back out of the wedding. So if we both back out, then there will be an even number of bridesmaids to groomsmen again. Only speculation on our parts, of course. Interesting, and after this one, I saw a comment from Zupa Green, who's replying to the update, who says, it's very clear from the edits that both OP and her other brother have been set up to fail big time. I would text the sister-in-law the following back. Sorry for the late reply. I have of course already ordered my dress, it arrived yesterday and it looks so pretty, can't wait to celebrate your big day. Then say, nothing more about the colour, not a peep from here on. Then the question is if sister-in-law will ask what colour she got. If she does, then I still wouldn't answer and just keep gushing about how pretty the dress is and how much fun it's going to be being a bridesmaid. I would then claim to have caught COVID a few hours before the wedding. So sorry. And then there was one bit of info from Cheerily Terrified, who asked, info, why didn't you just call or text your sister separately? To which OP replied saying, I ran out of character space in the original post, but I've been asking multiple people separately. I asked my sister a few times and she said the bride was still thinking of what colour or considering everyone having a different colour. I texted the maid of honour, bride's sister, and got basically the same response. I've texted the bride a couple of times and she replied to my first few texts saying she wasn't sure yet and I would be among the first to know. Then to later texts, she asked me to text her sister because she was too busy and stressed about the wedding. Now, what do you guys think that's going on here? Do you think OP's speculations are correct and they're trying to oust the two of them out of the wedding? That's the way it certainly feels to me in this. How about you? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below. Now, as always, a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, support and time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so much for being you and being here. It really does mean the world. And hopefully I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.